hear his birth as a child. And even though the world seeks, for the most part, to ignore him, there would be no Christmas without him. But what else do you like to see at Christmas? What is it that makes your celebrations special? We sing carols, hymns, we send cards, we bake cookies, we attend parties, we gather with our families, we exchange gifts, we come to worship to praise God and that he has sent us this wonderful gift of his son. We decorate our churches and our homes with trees and greenery. You'd probably been upset tonight if you'd come and there had been no Christmas tree here. We have lights and ornaments and nativity scenes, and angels usually find an important place in our decorating, and so do lowly shepherds. I mean, how could we decorate for Christmas without shepherds? I mean, they always make an appearance at Christmas, and they're usually in the company of angels, and they're in all of our nativity scenes, and they have roles to play, don't they? Dressed in bathrobes and head coverings in children's Christmas services and living nativity displays. Shepherds held a very useful but humble role in society in Jesus' day. And yet, humble or not, I suspect that most of us here tonight would gladly have exchanged places with the shepherds on that first Christmas night at the announcement of the birth of God's only Son. To have been the first to have heard that good news from angels that the Savior, long-awaited Savior, had been born. And yet, I think if you look at our world today, I wonder if more people think what's necessary for Christmas is the Grinch. They think of that, I think, sometimes more than shepherds. And I wonder how many people are more cynical this year because of all the madness that surrounds much of what becomes necessary and thus becomes a burden during these days. I came across a cute little story. I want you to know that because of a brave little boy from Mississippi, the Grinch will not steal your Christmas this year. You see, 5-year-old Tylen Pittman called 911 and told the dispatcher, quote, "I just want to tell you something. Watch out for that little Grinch because the Grinch is going to steal Christmas, okay?" Well, when one of the officers, Lauren DeVell, heard this about the phone call, she decided that she was going to visit Lavelle or Tylen at his house in Jackson, Mississippi. And so when she arrived at his house, she assured the young boy that thanks to his tip at 911, the Grinch would not be stealing Christmas this year. She then asked Tylen what he would do if he saw the Grinch. He said he'd call the police and have them come and take him to jail. So she was so touched by this little boy in the story that she ended up looking around for someone to play the part of the Grinch. And the next day, Officer Lauren and Tylen escorted a man dressed up as a Grinch into a jail cell. And the police chief, Luke Thompson, later then told Tylen that when he turned 21, he could apply to be a real member of the police force. Great little story. And yet tonight I want us to lock up inside us, that little Grinch, so that it doesn't steal our Christmas. Because the truth is that there is a lot of Grinch in all of us. Too often our bitterness and our cynicism get in the way of really enjoying Christmas. Oh, we don't start off bitter and cynical. I mean, as children, Christmas was filled with wonder and delight. Christmas pageants, either we or our children dressed in robes and angels' wings. And then something happens when we become adults. Life wears us out and it becomes exhausting. When I was a kid playing with my dad, I used to always wonder why he got so tired and had to rest. When I had my first child, I understood why. And last Friday, was reintroduced to the feeling when I had to take care of my 4-year-old grandson by myself. Life, though, is so draining that Christmas can change from a season of joy to a season of numbing obligations. It can become another party to attend, another work deadline before Christmas. It may become another long trip to visit relatives or another crazy relative to deal with. Any one of those things that we call necessary. But it may be the same thing with the same result. Same, same, same. I mean, do you feel sometimes in life and during these days of December that you're just going around in circles? Does life seem to be one exhausting event after the other? And do you feel like nothing ever changes? One of the lessons that is an alternative for Christmas Eve is from Paul's letter to Titus, and perhaps it speaks to us tonight. He writes, "We wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ." You know, many of us are desperately waiting for hope, a hope that will renew and empower us. And tonight is all about experience the fruition of that very hope in Jesus Christ. That's the good news of Christmas. This is the joy of parents watching their children in a Christmas play. It's the joy of children on Christmas morning. And Jesus Christ has an incredible offer for us tonight. It's unlike any offer that we'll ever receive. He said, "If you are tired from carrying heavy burdens, come to me and I will give you rest." In one of his books, Rick Warren writes about how he loves this verse because he believes many people don't expect God to say it. Instead, he wrote, they expect God to say, "Come home to me and I'll give you rules. Come home to me and I'll give you some regulations. Come home to me and I'll give you restrictions. Come home to me and I will give you a religion. Come home to me and I'll give you rituals." But he says God doesn't say any of those things. He says, "Come home to me and I will give you rest." And regardless of what you heard, Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a relationship. It is something that doesn't confine you, but it's something that sets your life free. It's not something that shames you. It's something that empowers you in life. You know, I don't know what you think about God. I don't know what kind of religious upbringing many of you've had, but one thing I do know is that God loves you and doesn't want to add more stress to your life. He wants to take that stress away and give you hope and peace and joy and love. The reason why I think you're so tired and fatigued and stressed out all the time is because you're trying to do it all on your own power. God never meant you to do that. God wants to give you the power that you need. That's why the message of Christmas is not just about a birth. It's about a rebirth of life for those who come home to Jesus. And anyone can experience this rebirth. All they have to do is to let go and stop trying to handle life on their own. All they have to do is come to Jesus. Regardless of what you've done, regardless of where you've been, regardless of how lost you may feel, you can come home to Jesus and tonight be reborn. I mean, even the Grinch was reborn at Christmas. Toward the end of the story, you may remember the Grinch was changed. And listen to what Dr. Seuss wrote. And he puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more. Christmas does mean more, so much more. You know, when those shepherds heard that good news, they ran to Bethlehem to see the child in a manger. This little child who would grow up to be both shepherd and king for his people. And because of that, this is what God does. He takes shepherds and he makes them kings. He takes the heavy burdens from our shoulders and he shoulders them himself. You know, long before Jesus was born, God sent a prophet, Samuel, to the home of Jesse of Bethlehem to find a king for Israel from among Jesse's sons. And Samuel had to wait a while for God's choice because Jesse's youngest son, David, had to be called out of the fields where he had been watching the sheep. And God later said to David, "I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, that you should be prince over my people." And then when David ruled as king, God promised that his son, his descendant, would one day be king, and that his son's throne and kingdom would endure forever. His throne and his kingdom would endure forever because the promised son of David would be God himself in the flesh. God was coming to visit his people. He was coming to save them. And the prophet Isaiah said that this promised son, when he arrived, the good news would be announced to all the world. Behold, your God. God would come, the prophet said, to tend his flock like a shepherd, to gather these lambs in his arms. God, the shepherd of Israel, was coming, and he would gently lead those who were with young. That's what the angels announced that night in the fields near Bethlehem. Behold your God. I bring you good news of great joy. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Jesus, the good shepherd, came to gather his scattered people into one flock. He came to feed them with his word and his own body and blood shed for them. He came to shelter us with his love. And finally, he came to lay down his life for the sheep. God takes shepherds and makes them kings. And this good shepherd, born in a stable in Bethlehem, would one day become a king crowned with thorns. And so our good shepherd, born in Bethlehem, suffered in our place, rose to life on the third day to give us eternal life. And on that first Christmas night, The Bethlehem shepherds came to see and to worship the infant shepherd king, the little lamb lying in a manger. And finally, we too, with all the saints, will see our shepherd king, not in a manger, but on his throne. And on that great day, the lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. He will guide them to streams of living water. We have that hope because those Bethlehem shepherds will be there too. And we can join them in worshiping Christ our Lord and Savior, whose birth we celebrate tonight. So it's not just a birth. It's a rebirth. So come to Jesus, and He will give you rest. He will give you life. He will give you joy. It's time to have a truly Merry Christmas. Come home to the city.